Yesterday, the government approved a major plan to relieve overcrowding at University Hospital Limerick. It has three elements: additional beds at the hospital site, a new building at a nearby site, and in the longer term, a major new hospital in the area with its own emergency department. Sandra Broderick is the Regional Executive Officer for the HSE Midwest and is on the line now. Good morning and welcome to the programme.
Good morning.
Let's start with the first option, expanding the current site. There are around 600 beds at the Dora Doyle site. You need to effectively double that capacity to meet the demand. You've opened a new 96-bed unit. There's another one under construction. What additional capacity is at that site now?
Well, firstly, can I welcome and thank the Minister and Government on the announcement yesterday for additionality into the HSE Midwest region. So at the moment, we're starting the construction of the second 96-bed block. We also have funding for 66 on top of that, and we'll deliver a further 16 rapid build beds in 2026 on the Dura Doyle site.
And then option two is a new building on a nearby site. Have you identified a suitable site for that building?
Well, obviously, the Minister only made the announcement yesterday. Of course, we've been looking to see where there might be suitable lands, and we're going to get on with that work from today to find a suitable site for option B. I think it's really important to explain what option B actually entails. So obviously, in the Midwest, we're going to work with the department officials on phasing that plan. But essentially, it's the development of more capacity and ancillary support structures on a site in close proximity to UHL per the HICWA report. This is really common in other jurisdictions, such as the City and Royal in Belfast, for example, or Guy's and St Thomas's in London. But it is the fastest way to more beds in our region to further reduce our overcrowding. I think most people have seen the impact of the 96 beds that opened just earlier on, or in October this year. So a phased development will give us phased access every 3 to 5 years on a supplementary site. And the advantage of that is, obviously, it allows us time to develop and recruit the workforce that are necessary to run that, but also it helps us in developing capacity much faster than we would be able to do on one single site.
How close does that site need to be to the existing hospital?
It needs to be close. I think we're very clear on that in the options that they have given to the Minister, and that's to help us to manage staff across two sites. So it needs to be in close proximity, and I think we're very clear on that.
And how much bed capacity then will you be able to put on that new site once you do identify it and begin construction?
Well, that would be for the department officials and ourselves to understand what it is that we need to get onto that site. The ESRI have been very clear that the Midwest region may require up to 600 acute beds by 2040, just to give a scale of the number of beds. And we already, obviously, as you've just outlined, have 600 beds in Dura Doyle at the moment. So it's an enormous amount of capacity to come to the region over the next 15 years.
Okay, but how much extra capacity could you put on a new site, on a new site close to the existing hospital?
Well, it depends on the size of the site. So the site of Dura Doyle to hold 600 beds is over 40 acres in size, just to give a sense of the scale of land that's required for a development like that.
What's your timeline then for acquiring and developing a new site close to the hospital?
Well, obviously, the Minister yesterday gave the HSE CEO sanction to go and identify and acquire a site. So our team will be moving on with that very quickly today. And we will be obviously working with the department officials and the HSE CEO to make sure that the phasing plan is crystal clear, is costed, and indeed is safe in terms of what we can move really quickly onto another site and what we can recruit for in that period of time as well to make sure we have the staff there.
Do you have a timeline? I mean, do you have a time frame that you want to begin construction at that new site? Are we talking about a year, 2 years, 3 years? How far away is it?
Well, HICWA are very clear. They said that we need to get more capacity in really quickly. The government said yesterday that they have given us, and the minister gave us sanction yesterday to go and acquire a site. So as soon as we have the site ready, obviously then we need to do the phased plan and agree that plan as to what that looks like. And we envisage 4 or 5 phases on the supplementary site.
Okay, but no timeline, no time frame yet.
Well, the announcement was yesterday, okay. So we appreciate that we need to work.
Yes, but you've been working on it for a bit of time. Look, this new site, it will bring new capacity when it does come. But if everybody still has to go through the doors of the emergency department at Dura Doyle, which we know is severely overcrowded, isn't that still going to be a huge problem?
So you're right, Dáil Éireann is and UHL is the busiest hospital in Ireland. We're on track to see almost 100,000 people, patients through that door this year. Our biggest challenge is decanting the emergency department with beds behind it. So what we need to be able to do is make sure that we are moving our patients who need to be admitted. And don't forget that we only admit about 33% of patients who come to the emergency department. But we need to have beds at the back of that to keep the flow constantly out of the emergency department, whether that's a patient being discharged from the emergency department or being admitted to hospital. So we do need to have all the beds at the back of the emergency department to allow it to function.
All right. And the third phase of this plan that was agreed at Cabinet yesterday is a brand new hospital. Do you agree that that hospital should be located outside Limerick in Clare or Tipperary, where there's also huge demand?
Look, I don't have a view on where a new hospital or anything like that should be. What I do have a view on is that there is a requirement to urgently deliver more capacity into Ireland's busiest hospital. And that's what I need to be able to get on and do. Option C obviously needs far more detailed discussion. But for me right now, option B, I need to get on and I need to acquire that site, and we need to put options to the HSE senior leadership team in terms of acquiring that site. Option C, that all needs to be phased and talked about. But right now the focus needs to be on making sure I deliver the beds in Dáil Éireann, but also on the second campus.
It sounds like all of these projects are going to take an awful lot of time, and it sounds like there's still going to be a long wait for people to have better services in the Midwest region and several years before they can expect safe care.
Well, at the moment in Dáil Éireann and right across every service that I have accountability for in the Midwest, we are delivering services that are in line with every other hospital in the country in terms of the mortality, in terms of the safety profile of what we're delivering. And I think that's a really important message for the people of the Midwest and those who rely on our services. Yes, it's going to take time to put the additional capacity in, but we have a plan, and I think we should celebrate the plan. And the Minister made an enormous announcement yesterday. We have a future pathway in the Midwest. That's something we didn't have on Monday morning.
All right.
We have it now and we need to move forward with it. Before I go, can I just mention the Midwest workforce? Can I thank them? Can I acknowledge everything that they do for patients 24/7, and they're heading into a very difficult period in terms of the flu surge. And I'm really honoured to work alongside each and every one of them, and they do a fantastic job. And I just want to acknowledge them, because this announcement yesterday was as much for them as it is for the 500,000 people that depend on the HSE Midwest.
All right. Sandra Broderick, a Regional Executive Officer with the HSE Midwest. Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning at 7:52.